Hi, may I speak to Brenda, please?
This is she.
Hey, Brenda, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, I'm fine. Who is this again?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, obviously, yeah. Long-time listener. Appreciate that, Brenda.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Any idea why a radio show would be calling you?
I don't know. Did I win something?
No, you didn't. You actually went out on a date with one of our listeners, and now you're not calling him back, and he's wondering what happened. His name is Sam.
Right.
And Sam told us that you guys spent like a whole weekend together, but now you won't call him back.
Well, I don't think I would call it a whole weekend. I mean, it wasn't like we were together every waking moment.
That's a good point. He said you did dinner, you did drinks.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it was a fun time for you.
No.
It started off all right, but it
started off all right. That's usually how people like dates recapped. Did you just not enjoy hanging out with him?
You know, I was kind of into him the first night. He was nice. I mean, nice enough for me to try again for dinner.
Nice enough.
Yeah. You're just showering this dude with compliments.
I thought for sure you would have been like head over heels for this guy since you invited him to your son's t-ball game. Because that's a big leap.
Yeah.
How do you know he went to my kid's game?
He told us all about it.
Oh, he did? He told you everything?
Yeah, he said that you guys went out on a Friday night, had some drinks, then dinner on Saturday, and then your son's baseball game on Sunday.
Yeah.
And he's confused because he thought you had a wonderful time each of those days.
Well, something changed Sunday at the baseball game.
Changed?
Yeah, I mean, we're at the Little League game, having a nice time, and suddenly he kind of starts, like, talking trash about these little kids. Sports skills.
He's like, he's ripping on the kids. I mean, it's understandable. Little League play is terrible.
They're children.
Yeah,
they're,
I know.
Little kids. Yeah. I mean, they're 5 years old.
And it's time to step it up and play like an 8-year-old. That's what I say. He was ripping on the kids the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, he's like cracking jokes about them kind of loudly. And like other parents are starting to kind of give weird glances. And then at one point, he like turns to me and says, in all seriousness, he says, "Looks like your son could use some throwing lessons."
What?
Don't worry about it. I'll teach him how to not throw like a girl.
Oh, there is so much wrong with that statement on so many levels.
Was he serious about that, or was it a really bad joke?
He seemed totally serious about it to me. Like, I mean, he made a point about it 2 or 3 times.
Two or three times?
Yes.
What was your response? I mean, did you say anything back to him? I mean, my mom would have been like, yeah, you're right, the kid sucks. But, like, did you say, don't talk about my kid that way?
No, I didn't say a thing. I mean, I'm not going to honor that with a response. But I was fuming.
Okay, understandable. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want some jerk like that around me or my kids.
Okay. Totally.
Well, unfortunately, he's kind of around you right now because he's actually on the other line listening to this phone call and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yep. Sam, you there?
Hi, Brenda.
Hello.
I guess we should probably have a little chat then, shouldn't we? First of all,
I don't know what else there is to say right now, Sam, except, you know, maybe you'd like to apologize?
Hang on, let me finish, all right? I just want to say, for the record, I was trying to help, all right? I didn't mean anything malicious. I wasn't trying to be nasty. I'm just calling it like it was. I like sports. I kind of get into sports. I wasn't being vicious or nasty. I mean, I didn't, like, you know, get drunk or throw my beer. You make it sound like I was some sort of Yeti out there in the stand, but I wasn't. Not to my estimation, anyway. And, yeah, you know, I was trying to find a way to honestly kind of bond with your kid, and I thought maybe if we could play some baseball. I mean, because I know you've got your son, and your son's your top priority, so if I want to be with you, I have to get along with your son as well. That's a part of who you are. So I was trying to help. I wasn't going to lie to you or sugarcoat anything. I'm just saying it like it was.
You're not going to bond with a five-year-old kid by telling his mother that he sucks. I'm sorry.
I know it's just going to sound weird, but I didn't mean that in a bad way.
What?
You didn't mean it in a bad way.
I can't believe you were actually critiquing a five-year-old's performance. Like, you should just be happy if they make it to first base instead of third base.
Yes.
Look, if you start now, you might actually have, like, a Cal Ripken on your hands, you know, if you get him started early.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You would totally be one of those dads when you have kids, won't you?
I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't see any problem with wanting your kids to be the best that they can be. And, Brenda, honestly, that's all I want for your son is just... I don't want him to suck as bad as he did that day.
Oh, my God.
And I mean that with all due respect.
With all due respect? That is so rude.
Well, if you're going to take it rude, it's going to be rude. You could just, you know, laugh it off.
You honestly have no idea about what you're saying, do you?
I have every idea what I'm saying. I was offering to help him be better. If you didn't want me to help, you could have just said thanks, but no thanks. You didn't have to ghost me on the phone like this.
Oh, I don't even know what to say to that. There's nothing wrong with my son's athletic ability. There is something mentally wrong with you criticizing five-year-old kids.
Yes.
Look, again, for the record, it's not that there's anything wrong, quote-unquote, with your kid's athletic ability. I just said he could be better.
Dude, just stop
in that case,
already.
Brenda, would you like to go on a second date with Sam? I know he'd like to see you again. We'll pay for it.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to go on a second date with some guy who's going to criticize my son's spelling test.
Well, you know, if he's not a good speller, I was a great speller growing up. I could coach him a little bit.
See, Brenda, Sam could coach your kid in all the ways of being a man.
Best dad ever.
He is the worst.
Super dad. Are you sure you don't want to go out with him?
Yeah, I'm positive on this one, guys.
Smart. Very smart.
That's extremely disappointing.
I guess we did find out that Sam is 0-for-1 in the date department. Just shows Sam that every time he criticizes a five-year-old's throwing skills, he definitely doesn't get a date. Maybe next time he'll try to not do that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sam?
Well, at least he didn't rat me out about the ice cream, so that's nice.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Sam!
Ice cream? What ice cream?
Don't worry about it, Brenda. Thanks for your time.